Today we call it ketchup, but there was once a segment of this nation that knew it as catsup. Today we visit with a man nicknamed the Big Tomato, who will set you straight on the story behind the product and why such a large bottle of it is sitting in Collinsville, Illinois. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we are making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of five items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding. Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Mike Gassman says you may use this condiment every day.
This is catsup with a C, C-A-T-S-U-P. Now, you'll be hard-pressed to find anybody around here that actually pronounces it catsup.
The Brooks brand was made here in Collinsville, Illinois, home of the world's largest ketchup bottle, which is actually a water tower at the old factory constructed and painted to resemble a Brooks catsup bottle.
Originally, catsup and ketchup, both of the spellings were about the same popularity all across the country. And what happened was eventually ketchup with a K won out because of the popularity of Heinz.
The Brooks catsup bottle water tower still spells it as catsup, but you won't find even that brand with the old spelling anymore. The government says so.
Over the years, Brooks has changed from a C to a K. Back in the 80s, the FDA finally put their foot down and they have theirs listed only as a K. So that has sort of become the predominant way of doing it these days.
Brooks is no longer manufactured here, and the 1949 water tower was in danger of being torn down. But folks like Mike and Judy DeMoise stepped in.
It was kind of in decay by the early 90s. It had been painted a couple of times along the way, but it had been dormant for about 25 years. And we came along and decided it needed to be repainted, restored, and we took it back to its early grand days.
Today, the catsup bottle is the largest around, no matter how you spell that red condiment, and it has people stopping by to glimpse the bottle so high in the sky. Traveling the countryside in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.